Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, you'll hear part two of our editor's picks of the most intriguing new audiobook releases for June and July. We'll hear a profile of New Golden Voice, Ramon de Ocampo, and we'll follow that with reviews in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, and a few reviews in children and family listening. Here are our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases in June and July. From author Daniel Silva, we have The Order, a new Gabriel Allon thriller delivered by Golden Voice narrator George Goodell, is always a must-listen. Author David Mitchell brings us a new book, Utopia Avenue. Mitchell's latest is a novel about the fortunes of a fictional 1960s British band, and it's read by Ralph Lister. From author Kevin Kwan, we have Sex and Vanity. When the author of Crazy Rich Asians offers an homage to A Room with a View, you know it will be worth a listen, and it will be read by Lydia Luke. Our next editor's pick is by Anne Friedman and Amélie Tussaud. Big Friendship, How We Keep Each Other Close. The hosts of the popular Call Your Girlfriend podcast share how they've maintained and nurtured their big friendship and offer tips for how you can do the same. It's read by Amélie Tussaud and Anne Friedman. From Sandhya Menon, we get 10 Things I Hate About Pinky. This new young adult love story from the author of When Dimple Met Rishi and There's Something About Sweetie should be perfect for summer listening. It's read by Vikas Adam and Sonila Nankani. From author Lindsay Ellis, we have Axiom's End, a new sci-fi adventure in which aliens have made contact with Earth and a young woman becomes the only one who can communicate with them. It's read by Oliver Thorne and Stephanie Willis. From Karen Slaughter, we get The Silent Wife. In book 10 of the Will Trent series, Will investigates a crime that bears a striking resemblance to one committed 8 years earlier. Reader to be announced. From Samantha Downing, we get He Started It. Three siblings reunite to claim an inheritance in another twisty thriller from the author of My Lovely Wife. It's read by Carissa Backer. From author Jill McCorkle, we get Hieroglyphics. The paths of a retired couple and a young single mother cross in this novel, read by Exie Sands. And finally, Mark Gevisse gives us The Pink Line, Journeys Across the World's Queer Frontiers, a look at the divides around sexuality and gender identity in 9 countries around the world. It's read by Mark Gevisser and Vikas Adams. And that concludes our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases for June and July. Now we'll look at our newest Golden Voice, Ramon de Ocampo. Audiophile asks, what helped you achieve an emotional connection to a book and the characters? Ramon de Ocampo. Everything is personal and everyone is me. I bring myself right into it. I think as an actor I've developed a sensitivity for language, and because I read so many scripts, a mechanism to find what parts of me connect quickly to what I'm reading. Because it's both art and work, I find I approach a book open to possibilities and ready to play. It's different when I'm reading a book just for enjoyment, when I let the author's words take me on a journey. When I'm working on a book as an actor-narrator, I'm considering myself as a catalyst for the listener to take the journey. It can take a lot out of you emotionally and physically, but I think that kind of human heart is what can make the experience of audiobooks so thrilling. Audiophile. You narrate a lot of audiobooks for children and young adults. What do you enjoy about the genre? I love to tell coming-of-age stories, Ramon tells us, whether it's a war-torn landscape, an urban jungle, a wizarding school, or a fifth-grade diary. I think those are the ones that made the biggest impression on me when I was growing up. And I love the open-hearted storytelling that is a mark of the genre. Young adult stories come from a place of truth, energy, earnestness, and a soulful tenderness that I can really connect with. And I love that kids connect with those stories, too. My young nephew is convinced I lead other lives. He asks me questions about siblings I have from books. He's sure I'm actually Greg from Wimpy Kid. Audiophile. Tell us about a time you've gotten feedback from a fan. Ramon de Ocampo. My mother tells this story. Once she was at a rest stop on a road trip to Vegas, one of those little malls in the middle of the desert somewhere. She was paying for something, and the cashier needed her name for the old school paper credit cards from form she was filling out. When my mom told the cashier her name, a giant leather-vested, shaved-headed Harley rider overheard her, said, "De Ocampo, as in Ramon de Ocampo?" My mom was surprised and said, "Yes, I'm his mom." The rider said, "Man, I listen to his audiobooks all the time. My kids and I are huge fans." And that concludes our visit with Ramon de Ocampo. Here are some listens from Ramon de Ocampo. Free Lunch, Hello Universe, Patron Saints of Nothing, Red, White, and Royal Blue, and Run Me to Earth. Now we'll move on to our reviews, first in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, and then in children and family listening. Our first review today in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror is an earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror is The Seep by Channa Porter, an earphones winner read by Shakina Nafak. Shakina Nafak's warm, potent tones highlight the deeply personal and humane side of Porter's profound, ethereal alien invasion story. The Seep has overhauled the world, allowing expanded consciousness and endless new experiences. Trina Fasthorse Goldberg-Oneka, a 50-year-old trans artist, cannot embrace this reality as others have, and when her wife leaves to become a child again, her world begins to unravel. Nafak's powerful, sardonic delivery strengthens Porter's narrative, balancing past and present to examine love, societal constructions, the intricacies of utopia, and how past experiences shape identity and selfhood. Nafak's measured pacing grounds listeners in daily life under the seep, while her intimate, specific characterizations pull listeners forward during challenging, painful moments. Kate Boudries wrote that review of The Seep by Channa Porter. It's an earphones winner read by Shakina Nafak. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 3 hours unabridged. Our next review in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror is The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin. It's read by Robin Miles. It's an earphones winner. Robin Miles gives voice to everything New York in this fantastical celebration of the city's spirit. As the novel opens, New York City is going through a transformation. It's becoming sentient, embodied by 6 human avatars who represent the city's 5 boroughs plus New York as a whole. Along with creating distinct voices and accents for the diverse cast of characters, Miles communicates their full range of emotions, from fear to defiance to New York City pride. Select sound effects and add even more atmosphere. In the midst of this fragile transition, a hostile entity from another universe is invading the city, manifesting in the guises of alt-right ideology, racism, xenophobia, and gentrification. New York's avatars must find each other and work together to reject the alien threat. Miles goes all in with her energizing performance, making listening a joy. Jennifer Dowell wrote that review of The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin. It's an Earphones winner, read by Robin Miles, and it's available from Machete Audio for 16.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Light of All That Falls. It's written by James Islington, read by Michael Kramer, and it's an Earphones winner. Michael Kramer narrates the epic conclusion to an epic fantasy trilogy. Four friends are led by the troubled Caden to the northern border of Andara to confront evil forces. As this story twists and weaves through time, morality shifts, and the cost of survival, it mounts. Kramer's gravelly voice engages listeners with his masterful cadence and reflective tone. Characters feel conflicted, and the world brims with dynamic possibility. The narration flows with precision through thrilling escapes and heart-rending moments as the story races to the staggering final act. Kramer's performance elevates a complex and detailed fantasy into an experience that warrants the listener's undivided attention. The final chapters of this work make for a thought-provoking listen that is sure to linger in the mind long after. John Murray wrote that review of The Light of All That Falls by James Islington. It's an Earphones winner, read by Michael Kramer, available from Podium Publishing for 30.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror is The Killing Fog, The Grave Kingdom, Book 1 by Jeff Wheeler, read by Emily Wu Zeller. Narrator Emily Wu Zeller provides a spellbinding performance as she takes listeners on a young woman's journey to achieve her own destiny and fulfill a legendary prophecy. Zeller embodies Bing Mai, who fights to save humanity from despair and destruction, while at the same time vacillating over whether to please her ancestors or her heart. Listeners will feel like they are a part of this exotic and magical medieval realm in which selfless sacrifices must be made without reservation. The grand scope of this epic yet intimate tale is embodied by Zeller, who effortlessly encompasses its moments of darkness, awakening, and self-reflection. Zeller also embraces the complexities and prejudices of each character's soul in this meaty plot full of adventure. Jacqueline Ox wrote that review of The Killing Fog, The Grave Kingdom, Book 1 by Jeff Wheeler, read by Emily Wu Zeller. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 13.75 hours of unabridged listening. Finally, in science fiction, fantasy, and horror, we have If It Bleeds. It's written by Stephen King, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Will Patton, Danny Burstein, Stephen Weber. Stephen King's latest audiobook has four exceptional novellas that are each masterfully narrated. Mr. Harrigan's Phone, narrated by Will Patton in a wistful tenor, is a meditative coming-of-age tale dotted with technophobia and communications from beyond the grave. The Life of Chuck is King's most imaginative work in years. Narrator Danny Burstein expertly captures the surreal story's shifting tones, which range from pure joy to abject despair. If It Bleeds, a sequel to The Outsider, is also narrated by Patton, who provides a unique and compelling voice for King's recent favorite protagonist, private investigator Holly Gibney. Rat, about a struggling writer's descent into darkness, is riveting, thanks to narrator Stephen Weber's focused intensity. For longtime King listeners and newcomers alike, this collection is essential listening. Andy Northrup wrote that review of If It Bleeds by Stephen King, an Earphones winner read by Will Patton, Danny Burstein, Stephen Weber. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 15.25 hours of unabridged listening. Now we turn our attention to our reviews in children and family listening. Our first review today is Knock Three Times, The Wizards of Once, Book 3 by Cressida Cowell, an Earphones winner, read by David Tennant. Narrator David Tennant, hands down the perfect choice, returns to narrate the third installment of this magical series. His high-spirited performance lends energy, humor, and passion to the voices of the wizard Sar, warrior Huish, bodyguard Bodkin, and all of their various companions as they continue their quest to get rid of the witches and journey to confront the Norse demon Nukalevi. In a production filled with sound effects, music, and singing, Tennant swaps out amazing and colorful accents, imbuing each character with even more personality and enhancing the story's atmosphere. His performance makes it easy to forget there's only one narrator. Emily Picard wrote that review of Knock Three Times, The Wizards of Once, Book 3 by Cressida Cowell. It's an Earphones winner read by David Tennant, available from Machette Audio for 6 hours unabridged, ages 8 and up. Our next review in children and family listening is A Home for Goddesses and Dogs by Leslie Connor, read by Patricia Santomasso, and it's an Earphones winner. Patricia Santomasso narrates the first-person story of Lydia, a 13-year-old who cared for her artistic single mother during a long illness, which ended with her death. Santomasso depicts Lydia's contained grief and resignation as she travels to a rural town to live with her mother's sister, Aunt Brat. Lydia is quickly surrounded by the love of Aunt Brat and her wife, Ella Roy, and their aged landlord, and a large rescue dog. Lydia's classmates accept her readily, but Lydia is quiet and reticent after being homeschooled her whole life, not to mention being haunted by memories of her mother. Santomasso conveys the tension that comes from Lydia's grief, loneliness, and secrets she keeps about the past. Just as strongly, Santomasso captures Lydia's eventual acceptance of the love that surrounds her. Susie Wilde wrote that review of A Home for Goddesses and Dogs by Leslie Connor. It's an Earphones winner read by Patricia Santomasso, and it's available from Harper Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, in children and family listening, we have King and the Dragonflies by Kason Callender, read by Ron Butler, and it's an Earphones winner. Butler lends expertise, elegance, and an unerring expressiveness to his heartbreakingly beautiful performance as King, a black tween living in Louisiana who is coping with the death of his older brother. When his ex-best friend Sandy Sanders goes missing and King finds himself hiding in his backyard, he is forced to confront questions about himself and his grief. As the story explores a gamut of topics, racism, homophobia, child abuse, death, and sexuality, Butler's exemplary delivery is full of emotion that mirrors the novel's bittersweet but hopeful tone. Without hesitation, and occasionally using a subtle southern drawl, Butler readily switches from the small, tremulous voice of King to the commanding voices of adults. This spectacular and touching performance is a must for all ages. Emily Picard wrote that review of King and the Dragonflies. It's an Earphones winner written by Kason Callender and read by Ron Butler. It's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, in Children and Family Listening, we have Chirp by Kate Messner and Earphones winner read by Marissa Shiz. Narrator Marissa Shiz portrays the sadness Mia carries. It's more than the dread and anger she's feeling because her parents are forcing her to attend summer camps instead of watching TV as she's been doing since her gymnastics injury the year before. She's cheered, however, about returning to be with her grandmother, an entomologist who runs a cricket farm. Soon, Mia is swept up in helping her grandmother succeed at promoting crickets as an alternate food source and at solving the mystery of who is sabotaging these efforts. Shiz's dramatizes Mia's changes from the reluctance to enjoyment of both camps and the new friends she makes. Still, the sadness lurks. Finally, when she reveals sexual harassment by her former gymnastics coach, her despair lifts and she's able to break through to rediscover her joy and power. Susie Wild wrote that review of Chirp by Kate Messner and Earphones winner read by Marissa Shiz. It's available from Recorded Books for 5 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next, we have Going Down Home with Daddy. It's written by Kelly Starling Lyons, and it's an Earphones winner read by Daxton Edwards. In a performance that pays homage to dads everywhere, Daxton Edwards narrates with down-home warmth and sincerity, voicing Lyons' lyrical text, which recounts a trip to a family reunion. Adopting a folksy speech pattern and a cadence reminiscent of the rural South, Edwards provides a narration that is in harmony with the production's lilting music. Occasional sound effects reflect textual highlights, such as a ride through the fields on a tractor and the clinking of plates, cutlery, and glassware as the family sits down to eat love-made food. This immersive audiobook stands well on its own, but listeners may want to pick up the print book so they can also enjoy Daniel Mintner's luminous 2020 Caldecott Honor illustrations. Sharon Grover wrote that review of Going Down Home with Daddy. It's written by Kelly Starling Lyons and Earphones winner read by Daxton Edwards. It's available from Dreamscape for 12 minutes, unabridged, ages 6 and up. Next, we have Planet Omar, Accidental Trouble Magnet, Planet Omar, Book 1, by Zanib Mian, read by Valid Akhtar. In this first in a series for early chapter readers, narrator Valid Akhtar embraces the worldview of Omar, the middle child in a British Muslim family. Akhtar presents an imaginative boy who has enthusiasm and an inquiring mind. Nervous about his first day at a new school, he conjures up steam-breathing dragon, and Akhtar registers his boosted confidence in his lilted reading. Akhtar's tones aid in making Omar reliable. There's annoyance at his spying older sister, amusement that people think his mother never removes her headscarf, and fear when a bully tells him his family might be kicked out of the country. Akhtar's verve complements a story in which racism, the Muslim faith and culture, and humor are perfectly balanced. Susie Wild wrote that review of Planet Omar, Accidental Trouble Magnet, Planet Omar, Book 1, by Zanib Mian, read by Valid Akhtar. It's available from Listening Library for 1.75 hours, unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next, we have A Sporting Chance by Laurie Alexander, read by Neil Heligers. Narrator Neil Heligers presents this brief biography of Ludwig Gutmann in much the same manner that Gutmann lived his life, with precision and matter-of-factness. Gutmann's outstanding contributions to the field of spinal cord injuries and his dogged determination to help patients are more than sufficient to keep listeners interested in this audiobook. Heliger's even presents Gutmann's early struggles as a Jewish doctor in Nazi Germany without invoking real horror. However, this feels consistent with Gutmann's relentless resolve to persevere, succeed, and improve the lives of soldiers and others with paralyzing spinal cord injuries. Gutmann's refusal to give up on these incurables led him to realize the importance of sports in recovery and to found the Paralympic Games, now the world's third largest sporting event. Lisa Taylor wrote that review of A Sporting Chance by Laurie Alexander, read by Neil Heligers. It's available from Dreamscape for 1.25 hours unabridged, ages 8 and up. Next we have Magnificent Homespun Brown, a celebration by Samara Cole Doyon, read by Crystal Bethel. Crystal Bethel's warm voice perfectly matches the rich language of this poetic celebration of the color brown. It's nature, in nature, and in brown-skinned girl's sense of her self-worth and belonging. In a repeating pattern, lyrical texts describe different shades of brown in different natural environments, amber, cozy, thundering, etc., connecting them with parts of the girl's body or family. An upbeat new melody for each type of brown both enlivens the vibrant imagery and helps listeners differentiate the sections. Sound effects of thunder, waves lapping, and wind swirling enhance the atmosphere of each description. Bethel's sincere narration of the author's note reflects the author's personal commitment to inspiring children to connect with nature and their communities. Sonia Cole wrote that review of Magnificent Homespun Brown, a celebration by Samara Cole Doyon, read by Crystal Bethel. It's available from Dreamscape for 10 minutes unabridged, ages 4 through 6. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when you'll hear a profile of another Golden Voice narrator, J.D. Jackson. We'll follow that with reviews in fiction, including a review of the third book in Hilary Mantel's Wolf Hall trilogy, The Mirror and the Light. It's an Earphones winner read by Ben Miles. So until then, thanks for listening.